Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Trumasaf Pei Tess, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the quote from the Mishnah, Mail Ginishal Truma Hulu, and the Vilna Trusadav. It's on Mem Tess Amud Beis, about a third of the way into the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah told us Mail Ginishal Truma Hulu. Let's say we had 100 parts Truma that was planted together with one part Chulin. As long as it's Davar Shazari Kala, it totally gets disintegrated into the ground. So we say that everything grows here is Chulin, and that's because everything here is a Suffolk. Maybe what we have over here is Chulin. And therefore, even though we have far more truma than chulin, we still say that everything here is chulin. And our Rabbi Yossi says, Zayis Amersis tells us, let's say we have 100 saw that came out of 100 saw. We'll explain this in a moment. And another one of chulin added in. If they get all confused and all mixed up, mutaris are all permitted. And this has to do with bittul truma that we've learned about extensively. We know that if a saw of truma falls into 100 chulin, so there's bittul. It's just that we need to be male. We have to remove a saw, and that's treated as truma midrabanan. And let's say this happens 100 times, so we have 100 saw of truma midrabanan, and that's what the Gemara is calling mea saw ha'olos mitach mea saw, and then a saw of chulin is added, which is what the Gemara is calling achas shel chulin, and then everything got confused as if to what's the chulin, so everything here is mutter because each one might be the chulin, and that's just like our Mishnah. Moving on, we had said avol davar she'ein zarikala afilo mea v'chulu. Let's say if the truma that was planted was a davar she'ein zarikala, and the seed does not decompose in the ground, so even if we have 100 chulin and only one part truma, still we're going to be machmer because we don't say that there's bittul once it's planted in the ground. There's only bittul out of the ground, but not in the ground, and therefore everything over here is treated as truma. So now the Gemara begins by saying, Taman Amar Rabbi Yochanan, over there Rabbi Yochanan said, saw truma sha'alas mitach mea. If we had a saw of truma that was removed from 100, chulin kol shein mevatal noi saw, a little bit of chulin is going to mevatal it. Bachov over here as well, likate to be gathered everything, v'nafal azechon chulin kol shein, and a little bit of chulin fell into it, mutar and its mutter. And this goes back to the fifth parak where we had learned that when we separate a saw of truma that fell into 100 of chulin, so even though it's treated as truma, if a little bit of chulin fell into that, we're makel and we say that everything here is batal and is considered chulin because we're only treating this as truma midrabanan. And over here as well, even though we're dealing with a davar she'ein zarei kale and we're machmir and we say there's no betel and everything has to be treated as truma, however, as we just said, likate, if everything was picked and then a little bit of chulin fell into the mix, we're going to makel and say everything is treated as chulin here. But the main question is, are we allowed to pick everything here lechatchila? Because when we pick it, we already have a proportion 1 to 100, and so automatically there's betel. The question is, do we say in over here, by picking it, is that considered like being mevatel esrel chatchila or no? So our answer is, just like Rabbi Yochanan said over there, he could grind it and everything's going to be mutter, so too over here. Now what's this referring to? So this goes back to the end of the fifth parak where we learned that if truma fell into less than 100 of chulin, but then he ground it and found more than he expected, and he knew that the chulin was better quality, fatter and juicier than the truma, then we say that there is betel, because we say that when he ground it, the chulin became more and the truma stayed the same, so we have 1 to 100. And the reason why we're allowed to be makel, we explained over there, is because even if we were to treat this as medoma and give it to the kayin, he himself would have ground it because he's not just going to keep the raw kernels of wheat and he's going to land the same results, 100 chulin versus the truma. And therefore we say that now already it's not medoma and we don't have to give it to the kayin. And it's the same over here, the Gemara answered. The kayin is going to eventually pick all this gedula truma and there's going to be 100 kenega the truma, so we apply that even now and we say that he's lechatchila allowed to pick it. However, the Gemara asks, how could we compare the two? Taman, over there, mizeo miza ala biyadai, from this and from that, is coming up in his hand. Baram Hach, however, over here, Kala Tevel al Biyadai. It's very possible that all the Tevel's coming up in his hand. Meaning over there, when we're dealing with a mix of Truma and Chulin, and he's grinding it all into flour, so every little bit of flour that he takes out is a mixture of Chulin and Truma, Mizeh u'Mizeh, and therefore we're able to say that there's more Chulin than Truma, and there's Betel. But over here, since we're talking about harvesting, picking something out of the ground, it's possible that when he picks something out of the ground, he's actually taking the Truma and not the Chulin. So how are we able to be Mekel? And the Gemara's answer is, you're right, Bishalach, that's only when he's picking one thing at a time. But if he's taking two at a time, he for sure took from this and that. Meaning you're right. Technically, if he goes to this field of stuff that he planted, that again was a mixture of 100 parts chulin and one part truma, and he only picks one thing, the thing that he picked might be truma. But over here, if he picks more than one thing at a time, all he needs to do is pick two things, so then for sure, one of these is chulin, and since anyway, he's going to be harvesting the entire thing at once, everything here is considered mizu umizu, and therefore there's better. And based on the top, we continue explaining Gedulah, Gedulah, and Asur, and V'chulu. We had said that if a person takes Tevel that already has a Chiyuv of Truma and he plants it, and it's a Davar She'ein Zarei Kale, so the original thing that's planted is still here in the ground, so even Gedulah, Gedulin are Asur. So the Gemara asks, Ad Heichan, until where? Meaning, how far down the line do we say that it's still Asur? Let's say we take those Gedulah, Gedulin and we plant them. Do we say that the grandchild of that's Asur? And what about the great great grandchild that was planted? Is that Asur as well? So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi answers B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Shalosh Granos Asurais, up until three crops or harvests, that's aser, which means ad garen hervias aser, up until the fourth one is aser, vervias mutares, and the fourth one's permitted. In other words, he takes his first thing, this tevel, and he plants it. Whatever grew from there is gidulin. Then he takes that and he plants that, that's gidule gidulin. He takes that and plants it, that's called the third gairen. And then whatever grows from that, that's called the fourth gairen. If he plants that, whatever grows from there is mutter. Now, Shmuel bar Avudama ba kumi ramana, he asks in front of ramana, but truma ad kama, what about truma? We know that when he plants truma, and it's davar sha'in zari kale, so we say that even gidule gidulin are usr, so how far down the line does that go? So Amar Leih, ramana answered him, asu gairen her vias, ke gairen her rishayna. We treat the first gairen of this truma like the first gairen. What does that mean? Ma gairen her rishayna, davar sha'zari kale, but truma usr, just like the first gairen, meaning if the original thing is planted by truma, and it's a davar sha'zari kale, that's usr, because that's classic gidule truma. But ubitavel mutter, if he took tevel, and it was a davar sha'zari kale, and he planted it, whatever grows from there is mutter, so av gairen her vias, but davar sha'ein zari kale, Petruma aser ubetevel mutter. So too, when we're dealing with the davar she'ein zari kale, we just said by tevel that the garn revius is mutter, but garn revius by truma of davar she'ein zari kale is aser. However, the fifth gairen is mutter even by truma. And the reason for this difference between tevel and truma is as follows. The first growth of tevel is aser because it still has some of the ikker, some of the original tevel. But by the time we come around to the garn revius, we say that there's so little of the original, the gidulin of this are okay. However, truma works differently. Gidule truma themselves are usr because of a tekanas chachamim, not because some of the ikar is still there. And therefore, the entire thing of gidule truma is usr, again, not because the ikar is still there, but because of this tekanas drabanan. However, gidule gidulin of truma are usr for the same reason tevel is, because of the original isr, the gidulin that are still present. Mimela, it's only by the garen chamishas that we say that whatever is left from the original from the ikar is negligible and everything's mutter. Now the Gemara goes on to explain what it means, davar she'ein zari kale. The Mishnah had said, kegain. Here's an example of what's davar she'ein zari kale. So the Gemara asks, ma islucha, what else do you have? We can infer from the Mishnah that there's other things that were left out that are considered davar she'ein zari kale. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, he answers, kegain haklovsin. For example, klovsin, which is some sort of legume that also is davar she'ein zari kale. And we continue explaining the last part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Aimra shum kisairim. Rabbi Huda argued and said that shum garlic is like sa'irim. It's like barley. And we don't know what that means. So Rabbo says, b'shem Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, what does Rabbi Huda mean? Hashum ad kisairim, the proper girsa is, kidavar shazari kala. If the piece of garlic that was planted was up until the size of a barley seed, a barley grain, then it's like a davar shazari kala, and it's not a davar she'ein zari kala. However, mikan ve'elech, kidavar she'ein zari kala. If it's larger than the size of a barley kernel, so then it's like a davar she'ein zari kala, that it doesn't decompose. However, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon says, b'shem Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, that what Rabbi Huda mean? Hashum kisairim l'chal davar. And we take out that word ad. The garlic is like barley in regards to everything, and just like barley is a davar shazari kala, so too, garlic is also davar shazari kale, no matter its size. So we have machlekes, how Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina understood shittas Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another halacha, halacha gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.